Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Spared us, and we give him thanks and we give him praise for sparing us, but we do look back and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on our brothers. Have mercy on our sisters. Have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on the states. Have mercy. There's so much that's going on in the earth. We just need the Lord to have mercy. Have mercy on his people. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We just want to welcome you, people of God. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome each and every one, wherever you're listening from. We just want to welcome you and thank God for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming in to be with us on tonight. We certainly realize you could have been doing so many other things, but you elected to come and be with us. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for that. Thank you for tuning in with us. Listen, you tune in, go ahead and message somebody. Go ahead and text somebody. Let them know that we're here, 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 here. And we want them to be here with us. Invite them to come. Invite them, people of God, to be with you in this time of fellowship. We thank the Lord because truly he's been doing some great and mighty things here on the Prayer News Network Global. He's been saving, setting free. He has been delivering. Glory to God. He's been sending forth his word to heal. We thank God on tonight. We thank him for growth and development. We just thank him on tonight. Yes, we thank the Lord. Glory to God because there are so many other things that we could have been doing, but the Lord saw fit to bring us together for times such as this. And for this, we thank him. We bless him. People of God, go ahead and text a couple of people. Invite them to come and be with. Invite them to come. Glory to God. We don't want to eat it all. We can't eat it all. It's more than enough food to go around. And so we want you to just text a couple of people. Invite them to come and be with us on tonight and every night. Invite them to come and be with us. Invite them to come and hear what the Lord has to say. By his spirit, it's by his spirit, it's by his anointing. We believe, God, by faith, that the people of God, that we will hear the voice of God in the voice of his messengers, and that he will speak directly to us. He'll speak directly to each and every one of us, speak right into our spirit that we can hear. Yes, there are many that have come for direction, many that have come for healing, many that have come for substance, needs need to be met, many that are coming on behalf of other people. But we give God thanks, we give God praise that we can come to this place and we can get what we need here at the Prayer News Network Global. So we want to ask you again, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite them to come and be with us on tonight. Tell them there is a blessing with their name on it. There's a blessing with their name on it. There's a blessing, with their name on it in the presence of the Lord. Yes, Lord, in his presence. There's fullness of joy. So we thank the Lord for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank the Lord on tonight. People of God, we want to tell you what you need. God's got it. What you need, whatever you need, God's got it. Whatever need you have, God will supply it. And we bless the Lord on tonight, whether it's inside the walls, yes, or whether it's in outreach. People of God, it's all by his spirit, and we ascertain it by faith. But we must believe, first of all, that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We don't come seeking him for the fishes and the loaves, but we know that the Lord will meet our every need. But we come, people of God, because we need him. We need him. We need him. We need him every day, every hour. We need him. Glory be to God. We need the Lord. So we're coming. People of God, we want to be made. We want to be changed. We shall be changed. We shall be changed. Changed from immortal to immortality. in the twinkling of an eye. When he returns, and people of God, the scripture declares, unto those that look for him shall he appear the second time. And here we are. We're in preparation. We are in preparation right now. We're in preparation. Yes, we are. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come. While you're doing that, listen, go ahead and get your pen and paper and everything that you need to take your notes. My God, because the nuggets are falling from the mouth of these messengers that the Lord has sent to this line. We don't want to miss anything. We don't want you to miss anything. Yes, go ahead and get your pen. Go ahead and get your paper. Come, and let us magnify the Lord together. While you're texting, while you're getting settled in, just want to thank God tonight for my leaders, thanking God tonight for the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, and thanking him for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, and the First Family. Just want to thank the Lord tonight for our senior apostle, on tonight. Glory to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thank him for Lady Huggins James on tonight. We just want to give God thanks. Glory to God for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. And for Lady Tina, thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., and for Shepherd Mother, thanking God for her. Just want to thank God tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God, whatever place they occupy, we just want to give God thanks. We want to give God the praise, amen, for them. Glory to God. Here we are, yes, glory to God, since April 6th, amen, 2019. Glory to God, and we just give God thanks, and we give God praise that we've been here going strong ever since. Yes, glory be to God. Sometimes weary along the way, glory be to God, but praise be unto Jesus that gives us strength. Amen. Sometimes having to sidestep to take care of a couple of things, but praise be unto Jesus, for he lighteth our path, and we come and assemble ourselves, glory be to God, in his divine order, in his divine provision. So we give God thanks for them on tonight, thanking them on tonight for all of our prayer warriors, thanking them tonight for our scripture reader, glory to God, thanking them tonight for our songbirds, oh God, those beautiful voices that the Lord sent to this line to be a blessing to the hearts and the minds, the soul of the people. We give God thanks for you, people of God, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for all of the leaders that come to just stop by to be a part of the line. Glory to God. Thank God for their prayers. We're thanking them for their prayers, thanking them for their presence, thanking them for holding us up, yet holding us up before the Lord. Truly, people of God, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. It is the Lord that has built this work, and here we are, people of God. We're just grateful to be a part of what the Lord is doing in this hour. So we thank him. We give him praise on tonight. Again, we want you to invite someone. We thank God for our international listeners, all of you that are listening from various places, various countries. Last I heard, we were in 59 countries, touching 59 countries, and that's been a while now. So we know that that number has climbed exponentially as it has done throughout the course that we have been here. So we bless God. We thank God. Listen, people of God, tag someone. Go out on our Prayer News Network page. Those of you that are listening via Facebook, we thank God for you. Those that are listening via our blog radio, thank you, thank you. Those that are listening via the web, thank the Lord for you, each and every one of you. We're grateful tonight. Again, we're grateful for all of the leaders that the Lord has sent to this line. Glory to God, since the very first time. We bless the Lord on tonight. We glorify him. We glorify him, people of God. Amen. We glorify the name of the Lord. And tonight, people of God, we want you to prepare your heart. We want you to prepare your minds on tonight. We're getting ready to sanctify the line. Listen, this is the order that the Lord gave us in the beginning, to sanctify the line, because so many people are coming to the line. So many people are listening. And even as these airwaves are hitting your ears, as you're coming, assembling yourselves in this place, listen, people of God, we know that we can't approach the throne of grace any kind of way. Yes, and this is why we always, glory to God, sanctify ourselves, asking God to forgive us, repenting of old things that we've done, those things that we've omitted to do, a sin of commission, whatever, glory to God, we've missed along the way. Whatever we've missed along the way, we ask that the Lord forgive us, because these are crucial times. We want to hear all that the Lord has for us. We want to hear his divine direction. We don't want anything to separate us from him. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we are rebroadcasting, but we give God thanks. We were able to capture so many precious messages by his messenger all the way back to 2000. And we bless the Lord on tonight that he has enabled us to bring it to you, to bring it to you. So we thank God on tonight, and we're going to ask on tonight, Missionary Fan, on tonight, Missionary Dorothy Fan, that you would come and sanctify the line. And then after that, people of God, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. God bless you, Missionary Fan, in that order. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My soul doth magnify you, Lord. And my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. My soul doth magnify you, Lord. And my spirit praise your name. Even death could not hold you captive. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. For he is Lord. For he is Lord, for he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is Lord, for he is Lord, for he has risen from the dead, and I know he's Lord, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise. Lord, we come to say thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, and thank you for your mercy. Lord, thank you for your everlasting kindness towards us tonight, Lord God. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for sin, Lord God. Forgive us for anything, Lord God, that we have done, knowing and unknowing, Lord God. Anything that we may have said, Lord God. Anything that we may have thought, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us this night and forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and give us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew our spirit right now. Renew our spirit. Give us the right spirit, Lord God, that we come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Clean, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, acceptable unto you this night, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move on this line, Lord God, on each and every one of us tonight, Lord God. Look at our heart tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Look within, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and make us worthy that we may come before you, Lord God, this night, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, giving you the glory. We come giving you the honor, Lord God, because you are worthy of every praise, Lord God. You and you alone is worthy of every praise, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you right now, Lord God, for shielding and protecting us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for answering our prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for turning the storm, Lord God, in another direction, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you for shielding, protecting, Lord God, us and our loved ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, far and near. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, because you are almighty and you are powerful, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for having an ear to hear us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for outstretching your hand, Lord God, turning the storm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we come to say thank you, Lord God. We come, Lord God, telling you, Lord God, to look upon the ones, Lord God, that got hit, Lord God, by the storm. Lord God, we ask you to look on the families, Lord God, that lost loved ones. Lord, we come asking you to look on the families, Lord God, that their home was destroyed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come asking you to look on each and every family, Lord God, that were hit by the storm, Lord God. We're asking you to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you to send the help that need to be sent, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look on those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to have bowed down here tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to be the lifter, Lord God, of the hung down head, Lord God. Be the lifter, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that it may be a cloudy day, Lord God, but the sun will shine again, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep them up in prayer, Lord God. Help them to keep them lifted up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord God, we need you. They need you as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power on this line, Lord God. Move on every family that come that represent tonight, Lord God. We ask you to supply the need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the need may be, Lord God, we ask you to look upon us, Lord God, and supply every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save, Lord God, the lost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save that young man, that young boy, Lord God, that young girl, that young lady, Lord God, that don't have any hope, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord God, to see that you are the hope of glory, Lord God. You are the answer, Lord God, for them today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, my soul cries out tonight for the young people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to go out, Lord God, and witness to them, Lord God. They're out there, Lord God. But, Lord God, help us to go out and find them and witness to them, Lord God, and give them that hope that they need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we have the antidote, Lord God, to that situation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, wake up the word, Lord God, in us tonight, Lord God, that we may give them an answer, Lord God, and the answer will come with power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, name of Jesus. Strengthen, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move this day by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We realize and know that there's nothing too hard for you to do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know that you can do all things, Lord God. You're the unfailing God, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, to let you know, Lord God, that we trust in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to move by your spirit tonight, Lord God, even in the word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us have to hear what the Spirit is saying tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this night by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move on Sister Bradley, Lord God. Minister Bradley, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch her, strengthen her right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on her behalf this night. Strengthen her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, my soul cry back to you this night, Lord God. My soul cries back to you this night, Lord God. For my family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord God, my family. In the name of Jesus, my sisters, my brothers, Lord God. My nieces, my nephew, my children. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Our children, Lord God. I'm not just praying for my children, Lord God. My family, Lord God. But all our families, Lord God. That's on the land tonight, Lord God. Save our families. We don't want none to be lost, Lord God. It's not your will that none be lost, Lord God. But we ask you this night to move by your spirit and by your power. Realize and knowing we got a short time, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us to get on a hurry, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help us get on a hurry, Lord God. To do your will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move this night by your spirit. Move this night. By your mighty power, Lord God, have your way. Have your way even on the speaker, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, Lord God, wherever they may be. Bless them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we've been so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah, to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God, for your worthy, Lord God. You're so worthy. And we thank you so much, Lord God. We praise you so much. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. We say amen. Amen, Jesus. We say amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 20th chapter of Numbers, the 1st through the 13th verse. Before I read, I'd like to give a little insight. It's sometimes debated why Moses was judged so harshly in frustration against the Israelites after the case of their frequent rebellion. It's understandable. Numbers 20, 10 through 20. One interpretation is that Moses' word must be bringing you water, seems to take the credit from the miracle itself. Almost like pagan magicians might portray themselves as having godlike powers. Another interpretation is that his question was rhetorical, implying he didn't believe God could or would provide water from a rock. Yet what we know is that God said Moses failed to trust in him enough to honor him as holy in the sight of the Israelites. I would like to use for a subject, reckless decisions. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people showed with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into the wilderness, that we and our cattle shall die there? And wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place It is no place of wheat or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod and gather thy assembly together, thy and Aaron that brother. And speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. I have read to you the 20th chapter of Numbers, the 1st through the 13th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, to hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you tonight, Missionary Fan. We thank God for the reading of the word. We thank God for the fervency of prayer on tonight. Glory to God. And people of God, listen, we need to know that the Lord has not brought us this far to leave us. He's not brought us this far to leave us. And his promises unto us are sure. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we give God thanks, give God praise for the reading of the word on tonight and into our hearing as we prepare for the word on tonight. We're so grateful, as we stated, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Grateful to the Lord that he enabled us to capture so much word, people of God, in the time of shut-in. And I'm telling you, these men and women of God, they went forth and they poured out of their soul. They truly spoke as oracles of God. And tonight, people of God, we are going back to Monk's Corner. Monk's Corner. Glory to God. There's a woman of God there who preach, teach, prophesy. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, they have such a vibrant ministry there in Monk's Corner. We thank God on tonight. We're not going to hold you, but people of God coming to us by way of Powerhouse of Deliverance, Apostolic Church Incorporated. Again, that's Powerhouse of Deliverance, Apostolic Church Incorporated. People of God, tonight we want you to receive none other than Pastor Katrina Johnson.
Amen. It's a privilege and an honor to be with you on tonight. We are grateful unto God. Amen. As Evangelist Annette Bradley said, amen, we come, amen, representing the body of Christ, the body of believers. Amen, here across the world, but representing little old Mount's Corner, South Carolina. Amen. Our church is located in Walterboro, South Carolina, under the leadership of Apostle John Walter Johnson, Jr. Amen. Our founder is the late Apostle John Walter Johnson, Sr., who is my beloved father. And I'm glad and I'm privileged to have this opportunity tonight. We're also simulcasting on Facebook Live for my members, amen, who have a little technical difficulty with their phones, amen. But we are grateful unto God, and I am a teach preacher, amen, but I feel the preacher coming on, amen. So y'all pray for me, amen. I feel a higher glory to God. I feel the preacher coming on, amen. And so what the Lord dropped in my spirit, amen, on tonight, amen, to speak from the book of Mark, the 4th chapter. We're going at verse 35 through 41. Amen. If you will be so kind to grab your Bibles, your tablets, your iPads, your devices, amen, and go with us in the word of the Lord, amen, and pray for me. I want to be timely, amen, with this great opportunity that has been provided for me on tonight, amen. The book of Set Mark, the fourth chapter, verse 35 through 41. And the word of the Lord says unto us, and the same day when the eve was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, careth not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and it said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen, my thought, amen, amen, my sermonic spotlight, amen, is coming and found in Set Mark 4, amen, and 37. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Amen. My subject, amen, for this afternoon, for tonight is, I found myself in the storm. Amen. You ought to say that along with me. I found myself in the storm. The Bible now directs us, amen, that this ship was Christ's pulpit, and he had taken special protection through this dangerous time. But the Bible lets us know, even though they found themselves with this storm, with this great wind, with this great wave, amen, the ship could not sink. Oh, the ship could not sink, amen, because Christ was on the ship. Christ, the hope of glory. What is used for Christ? Amen. He is used, amen, to show us ourselves. A lot of times we read the scripture and we focus, amen, on, amen, Christ being on the ship. Amen. The storm and the wind. Amen. But I want us to focus tonight on how it is when we find ourselves in a storm. Amen. How do we react, amen, when we find ourselves in tribulation? How do we react when we find ourselves in a circumstance? Amen. The Bible says, amen, that Jesus was preaching to the multitude. Amen. And before he left, he took care of all of the needs of the people in the multitude. The Bible says in verse 37 that the storm was so great that the ship was full of water, not because the ship had sprung a leak, amen, but by, amen, the water that was falling, amen, by the wind that was tossing this ship that they were on, amen. The Bible says, amen, that the ship was very little. Amen. In 1986, they found a ship on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. They believed that this ship was during the time of Jesus Christ. The boat was 26.9 feet long, 7.5 feet wide, and 3.9 feet high. Amen. A ship of this size, amen, would hold approximately 15 people. Four of them rowing, amen, and the others sitting on board. And the Bible said that the waves begin to beat upon the ship, amen, and now there were other little ships along with Jesus. The Bible started out by saying, Jesus said, I must go to the other side, all because he had an assignment on his hand. Amen, there was work that that he had to do. Amen. There were Gentiles on the other side that needed the gospel, that needed deliverance, that needed salvation, that needed to hear there's a way out, there's a way over, and there is a way through. So the Bible begins to say, amen, that now they're on the ship. Amen. And Christ, amen, was preaching and teaching, and he finds himself asleep in the midst of a storm. Amen. What happens when you're in the midst of a storm and you think that Jesus is sleeping? You think that God does not hear your prayer. You think that God does not know what's going on. Amen. But I understand the word of God. Amen. That he never slumbers, neither does he sleep. So even when you think he's sleeping, oh, glory to God, I'm trying to maintain myself here. Amen. Even when you think he's sleeping, amen, he's well aware of what's going on in your life. He's well aware of your situation and of your circumstance. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that he is now asleep. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that he was not only just sleeping, amen, but the Bible said he was sleeping with a pillow. Amen. He was relaxed, amen, in the middle of a storm. Amen. Amen. Jesus was calm in the face of adversity. Amen. Jesus was not worried, did not have anxiety. Amen. Did not have stress. Amen. He was not, amen, running all over the place. He was not letting his mind wonder what would happen. Amen. Amen. On this ship. Amen. But he found himself on a pillow. Amen. And as, amen, the storm, amen, got a little bit more tumultuous, amen, their faith appeared weak, even though they were praying. Sometime in the midst of a storm, amen, your faith is weak, even though you are praying. Amen. That's why the Bible said faith without works is dead. Amen. That's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Amen. Your faith has got to be up with your prayer unless you're praying and praying amiss. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes when the church is in a storm, amen, it seems, amen, like Christ, amen, is doing something else. It appears that he's unconcerned with the trouble of his people. Amen. But in the midst of the storm, amen, you find out who you really are. The book of James tells me, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. But in the midst of the storm, I find myself in the midst of the present storm we are facing in the world today. People are finding themselves, amen, because we preached high, amen, we testified high, amen, we were on the mountain when there was no coronavirus, amen, we said what we would do, we said how we would live, amen, we said, amen, how we would react, amen, in the midst of trouble, amen, but now we are seeing, amen, if your testimony is lining up with your faith. Hallelujah. Seeing if your testimony is lining up with your faith. With your faith, the Bible says in St. Mark, the 3rd chapter, amen, I'm going to build something here. The disciples just saw Jesus in the 3rd chapter, amen, enter into the synagogue. And they got, Jesus saw a man with a withered hand, and he said, stretch forth thy hand. Amen. He stretched his hand and God healed the withered hand. Amen. Said Mark 3:9. Amen. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. Verse 10. For he had healed many, insomuch that he pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. Verse 11. And an unclean spirit, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, the Son of God. Uh-huh. They just left. Amen. Verse number three. They just saw, amen, the healing of the hand. They just saw, amen, amen, the unclean spirit acknowledge that he is the Son of God. Verse 13, and he goes up into a mountain. Amen. He calleth unto him who he would call. Amen. And the Bible said he began to ordain them. Amen. That they should be with him. Amen. And then he began to send them forth to preach and to have power to heal all sickness, to cast out devils and all manners of diseases. And now we get to chapter 4. Amen. And now, amen, he had been healing. He had been delivering. He had been setting free. Amen. And now, amen, after he left the multitude and a little bit of the ships, some small ships were with him. Now they find themselves, amen, in the storm. Amen. How do you react? Amen. When God has blessed you on last year. Amen. He just delivered, amen, the thing you've been waiting on in 2019. Amen. He just gave you a great blessing, a great manifestation, a great miracle in 2019. And now it's 2020. Amen. And some things have not come to pass yet. Amen. Do you fall out the race? Amen. Do you give up on God? How do you act in the midst of the storm? You will find who you are in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that Jesus now is in the pilot's place of the ship. Amen. That's where the master is laying his head. Amen. The pilot's place. It represents that he is the person that is duly qualified to steer ships into and out of harbor and through certain difficult waters. Amen. He is, amen, laying in the pilot's place, representing, amen, that he is able to lead and to guide, to conduct, amen, through unknown places or intricate affairs. Amen. Jesus is in the midst of the storm, and he knew who he was. He had no doubt in his mind who he was. But as the wind began to blow, hallelujah, as the rain began to fall, oh, I feel like preaching, amen, the focus shifts to the disciples, amen, the focus shifts to them, amen, and amen, they now, amen, begin to say, amen, in their mind, he is sleeping. Does he not hear the wind? Hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy. He is sleeping. Does he not hear the rain? Amen. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, careth not that we perish. In the midst of the storm, amen, their focus was off. Amen. What are you focusing on? Amen. Body of Christ. Amen. Believers. Amen. Of Jesus Christ. What are you focusing on in the midst of the storm? Your focus represents your faith. Listening to the wind tells you higher that you have more faith in the wind than in him who created the wind. Looking at the rain tells you you have more faith in the rain than in him that created the rain. The Bible tells me in Genesis 1, amen, he spoke and he created all things. It reminds me in Psalms 121:3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He who watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Amen. It reminds me of Habakkuk, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, for it shall surely come. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when they woke Jesus up, amen, he says to the wind, he says to the rain, peace, be still. Hallelujah. He says, peace, be still. which is sopaya, piofama, amen, which is interpreted, be silent and be dumb. Amen. He tells the wind and the rain in layman's terms to close their mouth. Amen. Like a mouth that is bound down by a muzzle. Amen, God. Amen, amen. Controls the wind and the wave. Amen. Jesus said wind and rain. Amen. Reduced to silence. Amen. Come to being speechless. Amen. Amen. In other words, he put a check to the wind and the wave. Amen. The Bible lets us know, amen, that in the midst of the storm, amen, we find out who we really are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I hope you hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen to the church. In the book of Matthew, the men marveled, amen, and say they feared him greatly. Amen, amen. What manner of man is this? Surely more than a man. But even the winds and the waves obey him. Amen. What manner of man is this, church, that will feed you in the midst of a famine? Amen. How do we know we're in a famine? Amen. When food banks are running out of food. Amen. When farmers would rather destroy crop, amen, than to feed families in their community. How do you know we're in a famine when they would rather dump potatoes on the side of the road, when they would rather, amen, take milk and let it all out? We're in a famine. But what manner of man is this, that even in a famine, he will sustain the people of God? What manner of man is this, that is able to heal me when they say there is no cure? Amen, amen. Our subject says, I found myself in the midst of the storm. Amen. Maybe 2020 has come and shaken your faith. Maybe 2020 has come and tested your real love for God. Maybe 2020 has come and shown you that you have Job-like faith. Amen. Job said, naked came I into the world. He said, naked I shall return. But he said, all of my appointed time, I'll wait higher till my changes come. Hallelujah. Maybe 2020 has shown you that you need total trust and reliance in God. Amen. Habakkuk 3:18-19 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. But the word of the Lord say, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. What you have to realize, people of God, he is Lord over your life. Therefore, he is Lord over your storm. Hallelujah. I need to say that one more time. Amen. So you can say amen in the background. Amen. So you can tell your neighbor. So you can text your girlfriend that he is Lord over your life. Therefore, he is Lord over every one of your storms in the midst of the storm. Oh, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, God. I found myself. Come here, Job. Job said, even though the skin worms eat up my flesh, yet will I trust the Lord. Yet will I serve the Lord. Job found himself in the midst of the storm. Amen. When they came to him and told him, all your cattle is gone, all your possessions are gone, even your children are gone, Job found himself in the storm. Job said, I will hold on to my profession of faith. Job said, I will trust in the Lord all the days of my life. Job said, I won't curse him. I don't care. I don't care. how it looks. I don't care how my friends talk about me. I know that I serve God. I know that I live upright. Hallelujah. Oh, God, they knew he faced her, that Job served God. But they said they wanted to find something. They just wanted to indict him. But Job, he found himself, God, that I don't have to have these friends. All I've got to do is have faith and trust in God. Hallelujah. In the midst of the storm, I found myself. Come here, Paul and Silas. I heard in Acts 16. Oh, I know I'm supposed to be teaching, but I feel the preacher. Hallelujah. It came to pass as they went to prayer that a certain damsel, amen, was possessed with a spirit of divination. How the master was using her to be a soothsayer. But the same Paul cried and saying, these men are servants of the Most High God, with showing to us the way of salvation. And the Bible said that Paul was grieved in his spirit, and he told that spirit, come on out. And the same hour, the spirit came out, and the masters of this young girl got upset, and they took Paul, they took Silas to the magistrate to teach them a lesson. They began to beat on them. They began higher to rent their clothes. But I heard that Paul and Silas were in the prison, but they found themselves in the midst of the storm. And I heard, Lord have mercy, y'all pray for me, higher. Oh God, they shackled them by their feet. But I heard when the Bible said in the 25th chapter and at midnight, Paul and Silas, glory, begin to pray. They begin to sing unto the Lord. And the Bible said, hallelujah, oh God, that the prisoners, they heard them singing in the midst of the storm, bound by their feet, but their hand and their mouth was loose. Oh God, the devil may try to bind you, but if your mouth is still loose, then you ought to give God praise. You ought to give God a hallelujah. You ought to give God a thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that the keeper of the prison was awakened, seeing that the doors came open. But Paul, he knew that he was about to kill himself, because he felt that the wrath of God, the wrath of the jailer, was going to come upon him. But I heard when the Bible said, Paul cried with a loud voice and said, do thyself no harm. We are all here. Hallelujah. And the God, and they brought them out and said unto them, they were all there. And they knew that God worked a miracle, that God gave them an experience. And they said to Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, they turned what seemed like the impossible into an opportunity for a revival. Hallelujah. Because in the midst of the storm, they proved that I'm still willing to praise. I'm still willing to sacrifice. Hallelujah. In the midst, higher, of the storm, I found myself. Come here, Esther. Esther said, if I perish, let me perish, but I'm going to see the king. I know I'm not supposed to be there, but I'm coming in the name of the Lord. I'm coming with purpose and a plan. I'm coming. Oh, yes, I am. I'm in the midst of the storm, but I found courage. I found hope. I found joy in the midst. midst of the storm. Come here, three Hebrew boys. I will not bow. Lord, have mercy. Coronavirus is in the land. Hey, Lord. People are scared. They are stressed out. But what are you going to do? You said, I'm on the Lord's side. You said, I believe in the God of the Bible. I believe he can do anything but fail. Oh, Lord, don't bow to what they're saying. Don't bow to what they are doing. Like the Hebrew boys, if he does not do it, I still know he is able. You ought to tell yourself, I can't hear y'all out there, but I wish you would just say it. Say it in your houses. Say it in your court. Say it, I will not bow, I will not bow. I know my God is able in the midst of the storm. I got to wrap this up here. I will hold on, hallelujah, in the midst of the storm. I found myself. Sickness in the land, death all around. But I heard when the songwriter said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. I found myself. Have you found yourself in the midst of this storm? Hallelujah. Oh, God, if you have not been praying like you need to, find yourself right now. Repent and come on back like you used to. Get on the horns of the altar. Pray until God moves. Pray until the anointing encapsulates you, until it comes and overshadows you. Hallelujah. We're in the midst of a storm, but I found out that there comes a time when the Lord is going to try you to see who really is on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. Oh, God, evil men in position. Hallelujah. But I understand the word of the Lord that when Israel left out of Egypt, there was not one, not feeble one among them. And God sustained them in the midst of the wilderness. You can't tell me that God is not able to do exceedingly, to do abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. But the power got to work in us. The will of God has to work in us. His plan has to work in us in the midst of this great storm. Hallelujah. If you are not where you know you need to be, it's up to you to call on him, to repent and get in order, to get in line. Hallelujah. He's giving you a chance to do it all over again, because the Bible declared he's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. In the name of Jesus, I found myself in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. I'm getting another grip. I'm getting another hold. I'm digging a little deeper in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if things are going to get worse, I need more of Jesus. I need more power. I need more anointing. I need more of God. Has anybody found themselves? Let me stop here. Hallelujah. But have you found yourself in the midst of the storm? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus knows that we need him more than ever. Hallelujah. He does not want us to lose our grip. We come too far. We came by faith, and faith is going to lead us on. Hallelujah. Come on. Let me open the line back up. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Lord.
Glorify you, Lord. I glorify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lord,
praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank the Lord. To God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's just praise and amen. Just get back on the line. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What's your name, Savior? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Sheena. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for your grace. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this 21 days. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, it is, Lord. Thank you. All of the word is preached on this line. God, preached on this line. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For the saints of the United States, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, in the Ukraine, thank you, Father, thank you. All over the Jordan, Father, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. We praise you, we honor you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you see this mighty word tonight. Hallelujah, we praise you. We praise you, God. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Amen, and allows us, amen, in the areas where we are weak, he allows us,
amen, to strengthen ourselves in the most holy. Hallelujah. And I just bless the Lord. Amen, amen. God gave me strength on tonight. I wasn't feeling well. Amen. But I thank the Lord, amen, for his power. Amen, and his anointing, amen, to be able to, amen, teach and preach the word of God. Thank the Lord, amen, for Evangelist Stamper, amen, even, amen, considering my name, amen, to give it to Evangelist Bradley, amen, amen. We thank God, amen, just an opportunity to share the word, amen, across, amen, these means. God is so grateful unto us, amen, because, amen, in a time like this, when we have this virus, we have this pandemic, amen, amen. We live in a time wherein God has afforded us this technology, amen, amen. A few years ago, we would not have had this where we could stay connected, amen, to our sisters and brothers in Christ, amen, on this platform. So we even thank God for that on tonight, amen. We ask that you continue to pray for us. Amen. Powerhouse Deliverance Apostolic Church, amen, of Walterboro, South Carolina, amen, where we believe in signs and miracles, amen. We believe in the mighty move and power working of God, amen, in the lives of the believers, amen. And in the words of my apostle, amen, we believe in the God of the Bible. Amen, that what he did back then, he is still able to do right now. Amen, and we thank God again for this opportunity. Amen, and we're going to turn it back over to Evangelist Bradley at this time. Thank God for my mother. Amen, Mother R.B. Johnson joining me on tonight. Amen, amen, amen. We were muted. Amen, but she was, amen, running around in the kitchen clapping. Amen, and encouraging me. Amen. So thank God, amen, for my mother in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that
yes,
word.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank God for mother on tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We do want you to take us before the throne. I know you say you were tired, but I don't know if you would want mother to make a prayer request on tonight, amen, or if you're going to take a mother sound like she's fired up in the background and she ready.
Amen.
If you want to take a request on tonight or if you want to take a movement, we would love
to. Yes, ma'am. We can take prayer requests on tonight. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise God. Well, we did have, I have one request. I know there are others that may come, but I did get a text message while I was on the line, amen, asking for prayer for a sister, amen, Sister Helena. She lost her mother.
Ma'am.
She lost her mother this morning. Amen. So we would like to petition prayer for her. Glory
yes, ma'am.
To God. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and open the floor. If there's anyone else that would like, if there are any other prayer requests, they can come forth at this time. Amen.
Glory
to God. Man. Anybody else? Anybody else? Amen. Glory be to God. I think the word of faith, amen, comes and builds the people. Amen. And I just believe a lot of people, they just have gotten what they needed at the time. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Anybody else? Amen. At this time. Amen.
Prayer for the young people.
Young people. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to pray. I'm going to sing a little piece of this song because people who know me know I love to sing. Amen.
Yeah.
So, amen. I want to share a little piece of this song. I love you, rain, abundance of rain. Drive out the famine. Your harvest is here. I hear rain.
Yes, Lord.
The abundance of rain drive out the famine.
Okay.
The harvest is here. I hear rain. Lord,
and rain till we are wet, till we are soaked in the latter rain.
Yeah.
I hear rain, and I know this 15. The bond is to rain.
Yeah.
Drive out the famine.
Oh.
Your harvest is here. I hear rain. I hear rain.
Yes.
I hear rain. I hear rain.
Yes.
Lord, please send your rain. Till we are wet, till we are soaked in the latter rain. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God, we pray, God, for sister and
Lord.
Yay, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
God,
Lord.
In the loss of her mother. Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Higher than the most day. God, we call upon heaven, to do what only heaven can do, God. Oh, God, to strengthen her. Oh, God, to lift her up, God. Oh, God, to undergird her, God, in this time and in this season. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that
stir us, affect our spirit. Oh, God, hallelujah, that we want God. Look at the TV, look at the news, hour after hour. Oh, God, and it causes our heart to fail. It causes our faith to drop. But in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we trust in. We trust in a word that said, I am your God. I will never leave you. Be the will. I forsake you. I'll be right there. Because my mercy, it endures. It endures forever. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. We pray, Lord. We pray, God. For families, everlasting. Jesus, God knows. You have lost that job, God, and the bill's still coming, and the money getting lower. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, Lord, we know that you're the God that can make a way when there seems like there is no way. Hallelujah. We know, God, that you are God that can cause meal to God increase in a barrel when it looks like it was to the end. Oh, God, we know, God, that you are God that can bless us even in what seems like a dry season in the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes,
God, because we understand that this God is just not affected this unsaved, that it came to somebody's door who is living right, who is trusting in you, who is depending on you. So we pray, God, that the unsaved will be saved through this time, that they will cry out, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, that they will yield themselves over to you today. Hallelujah. We pray, God, for that man that's sitting there shaking his head, holding his head with his hand. He has, God, don't know what to do. He feels like he has no hope, God. Lord, you speak to him. You speak to him. You be his God. You be his comfort in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, evil men in high places. Oh, God. But, Lord, you are the God that calls a man to eat grass. There's not a rock that you cannot crack. There's not a situation that you cannot fix. You cannot, God, turn around. We need, God, a turnaround in our land. We already know what the solution is. You said in your word, you said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then I will, if we will seek your face, then we'll turn. And God, you said, you will heal the land. Oh, God, our land is healing, not just America, but over in China, over in Italy, over in Australia, over God, oh God, in Paris, the UK, God, our land, our world need a healing, oh God, we don't need a king, but we need a savior, we don't need a king, but we need a healer, we don't need a king, we need a deliverer, we don't need a king, we need a redeemer, we don't need a king, we need God, we need God, we need God, we need God to fight our battle. Fight our battle, Lord. Hallelujah. Unjust in the workplace. Unjust in the land. Disparity in the land. But fight our battle. Fight our battle, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the children out of school across the land. Lord, we pray that their learning would not be hampered, their education would not be stopped. But Lord, we pray for them. God, especially we pray for the seniors, Lord, who are looking to walk across the stage, make proud. We pray for them, God. God, open doors for them to get scholarships, to go to college in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the seniors in college, no graduation, but Lord, now they're in the world, being forced in the world, looking for a job during a pandemic, looking for a job when there are cuts and there are layoffs. We pray for them, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so much to pray for, but we know, God, all the prayers can be answered. Because you are God that says in your word that the cattle on 10,000 hills, it belongs to you. Not just the cattle, but the hills belong to you. Because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. They and everything that dwells therein. Oh God, hallelujah. So we pray to the landlord. We pray to the landlord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray to you on tonight. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your people. Oh, God, we pray for the senior citizens. Lord, some in the nursing home all by themselves. We pray for them, God. You be the lifter of their head in the name of Jesus. Some, Lord, live at home by themselves. No one is checking on them, but we pray, God, for the saints of God, that, Lord, we will call and check on the elderly in our neighborhood in the name of Jesus. Stop by, do a porch drive-by, drop a box of food on the stoop. Lord, put some fruit on the stoop to bless them in the name of Jesus. Add a card, add a book just to cheer them up. Give them a word of encouragement that although they may be alone, they are not forgotten because you have not forgotten them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we pray for the frontline workers, Lord, every day leaving their houses, leaving hotels to go, God, and face God, an invisible enemy. Oh, God, we pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Watch over them. Watch over their families. Higher. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, we pray for them. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, we pray, God, for our policemen, for our firemen, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for our local and state government, our national government, because you told us it is right to pray, God, for our government. Lord, we pray. We may not agree with everything they do, but, oh, Lord, we pray for them because they are laws that are made that affect us all. So we pray, God, that you will touch their heart. They'll make the right decision. Lord, have mercy that they'll, God, they'll make the decision to give those who need help, God, to get food, that those who need help, God, because they lost their jobs, that, Lord, that they will get the help they need. In the name of Jesus. And then we pray, God, for our churches that we'll be able to do more in our communities. Lord, have mercy. Lord, that we will be able to show the light of you because you said in your word, I was hungry, did you feed me? I was naked, did you clothe me? I was in prison, did you come see about me? I will say that we go God will be able to fulfill the mandate that you have assigned to our hands. Lord, have mercy, because it's more than singing and shouting, speaking in tongue, but we've got to do the work. We've got to do the work of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we worship you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we don't want to leave anybody else out, God. So we pray, God. We pray for the world. We pray for the world. We pray for the world. Hallelujah. A global revival hit our world. A global shaking hit our world. A global God. A global God, a global shift in the name of Jesus. Shift our minds, shift our hearts, shift our spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That when God, you look down to the world, you'll hear one voice, you'll hear one sound. Hallelujah. You'll hear one voice, you'll hear one sound. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that there's no ism, there's no schism in the body of Christ, but there's one voice, there's one sound. Oh, God, help your people that we will be the light that you call us to be in the name of Jesus, that we show the light of this glorious gospel in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be salty like you told us to be. We are the salt of the earth, and if the salt has lost its savor, wherein God is good for nothing. But help us, Lord, to be salty. Help us, Lord, to be oily, that everywhere we go, there's an oil spill, because I walked on the ground and I dropped some oil. Hallelujah. Yeah. Something got to shift, because my oil, the oil you've given me, has been pressed out in my eye, in my eye, in my area, in my eye, in my Jerusalem, in my Judea, in my Samaria, in the uttermost parts of the earth, God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. To be righteous, they that are holy, be holy still. They that are righteous, be righteous still. Oh, God, in this changing climate, in this changing time, help us, Lord, not to change, not to shift with that kind of time. But, oh, God, hallelujah, but to shift in the spirit, to go from glory to glory, level to level. Oh, God, hey, God, there's another level that we've got to go to in the spirit if we're going to turn the world upside down like you told us to. Oh, God, because we are more than conquerors. We are more than overcomers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It's more than 12 disciples. It's more, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord, for South Carolina, the connection in South Carolina, connection in Georgia, all up the East Coast, all the Midwest, all the North, God, and the West, God, across the water, up and down, God. We thank you, Lord, for how you're connecting your people across the land. In the name of Jesus, we may not all speak the same language in the natural, but when we get together in the spirit, hallelujah, hey, God, our spirits begin to connect, hallelujah, and we can praise God, and we can worship God all together in the name of Tyre. Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, look on, Evangelist Bradley, God. Thank you, Lord, for his faithfulness, God, to put the call out and the follow through of the charge, God, of the mandate that you placed upon her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, make ways for her as only you can. Open doors for her as only you can. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Prosper her, God, as only you can. Hallelujah. That secret body, that secret God, that secret prayer. Hallelujah. You answer it, Lord. Hallelujah. You answer it for her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for faithfulness, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for her faithfulness. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, God. Thank God for her leaders. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her leaders now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we lift them up before you, God, and we thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Because you spoke on today, God, and you said to us, Lord, that you were going to bless the people of God. In this time and in this season, that the world may look and say, how did God do this in the midst of a famine? How did God work in the midst of a pandemic? How y'all will say just to show them that I am God and I can work. How y'all will say I can work with two fishes and five loaves of bread. How y'all will say I don't need much to work. I just need something to start me off with. Hallelujah. You told us on today. You're going to bless your churches in the name of Jesus. You're going to bless your leaders to claim buildings in this season. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Every building project, we thank you, Lord, for it being desired, being completed in this season. In the name of Jesus. Nothing shall hinder it in the name of Jesus. Oh, because we pray and your will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Shift us, God. Shift us in our faith. Shift your people in their faith. Shift us in our faith, God. Oh, God, that nothing will be restrained from us. Oh, God, because of lack of faith. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And it is so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. My God, we thank God. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you so much, my God. Glory be to God. So much is given out on tonight. Amen. But we pray that the Lord will restore your verses. Glory be to God. Amen. That he will restore, that he will bless you even the more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for taking the invitation. Amen.
Yes,
thank you for pouring out for the people of God. Glory be to God. Haya Sabo.
Haya.
We thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God for all of our speakers of this 21 days. Amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you, we can say what a way. Amen. For the 21st day. Amen. What a way. What a word. What a move tonight. It's 21st day. Amen. Hallelujah. More than we anticipated. Glory be to God. But all that God needs. Amen. Glory be to God. We're not going to open up the lines right now. Amen. We did want to, amen, give Mother an opportunity, if you would. Amen. Just give Mother an opportunity, amen, to greet the people on tonight. Amen. Since you was there, amen. In the amen corner, glory be to God. Just give us something to the people of God. Amen.
God bless you tonight. My cup is full and running over.
Yeah.
My cup is full and running over. I tell you, I praise the Lord. Tonight is not the first night that I've been on this prayer line. I've been calling in many of the nights, and I have enjoyed the prayer line. We have been blessed by the prayers. You know, the Bible said man ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen. And that always pray means to continue in it. It becomes a lifestyle. Amen. So I'm just blessed, God. Amen. For the other ministers that I've heard the other nights I've called, and my cup is just full and running over. Amen. I ministered the word of God on this morning, and the Lord dropped a thought in my heart, and the thought this morning was, praise the Lord, the comeback after the trial. Amen. And I tell you, the comeback after the trial. Amen. And I tell you, and the word that God sent tonight through the woman of God, I just thank the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we just bless God to everyone on this prayer line. Amen. And we know God is up to something. God is blessing his soul. Amen. God, amen. And I praise God because God is blessing his people. Evangelist, amen. Praise the Lord, brethren. We love you and we bid you Godspeed as you carry on the charge that the Lord have given me. Remember Mother Johnson, saints of God, pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. That the Lord would continue to bless me as I go forth in these last hours. God bless you.
Amen.
We love you with the love of Christ.
God bless
amen.
You, Mother. God bless you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. Just so good to hear from y'all. So glad that you all are again able to join us. Amen. We just, I'm like you, Mother. My cup is running over. Amen. I thought my voice was gone, and glory be to God. The woman of God started going forth. I had my phone on mute. Amen. But it came back.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
So I bless the Lord. Amen. But hey, the Holy Ghost will do it just like that. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God. We thank God. Amen. We also have with us, amen, I'm not sure if the woman of God from London, amen, they were having some problems getting on early on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we're not sure if a minister is on the line with us on tonight. Are you with us tonight? Let me see if I can unmute her. Praise the Lord. Sister Kathy, Minister Kathy, are you there? Amen. Glory be to God. That may be another London call with us on tonight. But also, we have on the line with us Pastor Emmanuel from Emmanuel Bobar from Sierra Leone, Africa. Amen. We have him on the line with us on tonight. Are you there, Pastor? Amen. Glory be to God. We may have lost him. Amen. Glory be to God. But he has definitely been on the line, and he is so excited. Amen. To be with us, he's so very excited. Amen. Glory be to God. I think they're like 4 hours ahead of us. Amen. So it's quite late there. And just the connecting, sometimes we just kind of get crossed up. But we thank God because we look to have him to share with us in the next 21 days. Amen. We look to have Minister Kathy to share with us from London, from the UK, in the next 21 days. Amen. And there are others. Amen. If we could just get this line thing connected. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, people of God, every round goes higher and higher. Amen.
Yes.
We are now getting ready to enter into the double portion. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The woman began to go forth and she began to go, amen, incline, going higher and higher. Amen. As the Spirit of the Lord was moving upon her. Glory be to God. And that's what we got to do now in this next 21 days. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to turn it up or not. Amen. Glory be to God. It's time to turn it up. Amen. Tune it in and let's go higher in the Lord. Amen. Because God got some more people. Amen. That are ready. Amen. They are ready amen, to go forth in the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful situation. Hey, God, and I'm full. Like Mother said, I'm full. I'm just full. Glory be to God. I'm just so excited for what God is doing. My heart, my spirit is just overwhelmed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All that the Lord is doing. Amen. God bless you again, woman of God. God bless Apostle. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm not sure if he's on the line on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. This is our 21st night. Amen. We're doing our due diligence. Amen. If he's on the line tonight, amen. If he would like to have words for the people of God, amen. We give space for him as well on this time. At this time, if he's on, is he on, Pastor?
No, he was watching me on Facebook Live, and I've already disconnected from that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless. Please give the saints our love. Amen.
We will.
And we're looking forward to you all being with us, continuing to be with us, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
I want to let everybody know, again, that the broadcast is available. It is available. Text me your number, Pastor. I'll automatically send it to my speakers. But anybody else who would like to have a copy of the broadcast, let me know. It has been recorded, and we will certainly get it to you. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God. Excited again, and at this time, amen, Pastor, because you've taken us all in, amen, you've taken us all in on tonight. I'm telling you, God, every corner, every stone was turned, amen, even in the prayer on tonight. So we thank God, we believe God by faith that the people of God have reached out and grabbed what they needed, amen, hallelujah, as we were in the presence of the Lord, amen. So, Pastor, at this time, if there are any other remarks, anything else you would like to say, amen. We're going to ask you to dismiss us, to not dismiss us, but go ahead and pray the prayer, the sealing, amen, for what God has done. And then we will go out in a victory shout and be right back here on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Amen. P.M.
Amen.
We have the floor. We have the floor, Pastor.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. The prayer. Amen. The pre-prayer. Amen. The word of God. Amen. The prayer request coming in. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the prayer. After that, amen, we just thank God because we know we live in a time wherein our apostle says it like this. Amen. We have to be conditioned to pray. Amen. And amen. This platform that you have given, amen, to the body of Christ, amen, amen, it allows people to know how important prayer is, amen. The Bible says some things come by fasting and praying, amen, and some things God won't answer on the first day, amen, but you got to keep praying, amen. And so we thank God, amen, for this opportunity, amen, to share with you all. We ask that, amen, you continue to pray with us. Amen, and pray for us as we continue to pray with you and pray for you. Amen, and we believe, amen, that we have prayed and we have not prayed amiss. Amen, because we have prayed the will of the Father. Amen, and because we have prayed the will of the Father, amen, then we know that the Father will hear us and the Father will answer us. Amen, in his due time. Amen, what he has spoken in the Spirit. Amen, amen. A saying we have at Powerhouse is, we shall see.
What he said.
Amen. Yes, we shall see it. Amen. And so we seal this prayer with amen, with amen, amen, with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Resting upon it. Amen. In the assurance. Amen. In our reliance in knowing that God will show us, amen, what he has promised us in the Spirit. Amen. Again, we thank you, amen, for this opportunity. We will continue, amen, to chime in. In the next 21 days, along with you all on this prayer network. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord, people of God. So let us lift our voices. Amen. And my God, we got the victory. We got the victory. So come on and lift your voices on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Go ahead and unmute those phones. Glory to God, and let's give him a glory shout. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
being recorded. Goodbye.